Welcome to this audio program. This program is part of the Scan Commerce and Scan Connect Historic Archive program. The following recording was part of the internal communications of the Digital Convergence Corporation. The voice on this audio is the founder and creator of the Scan Commerce and Q Code program, who at the time was the founder, chairman and CEO of one of the fastest growing tech companies of the year 2000. Enjoy as this program takes you 20 years back in time to when technology companies were all the rage, and they had no idea the impending dot-com crash would soon come down and burst the dot-com bubble.
Wait, light. Lux tanking secured.
Lux tanking secured.
Team on us 27 seconds in counting. All recorders and oscillographs to fast. Vernier start.
Lux star tank pressurized.
Come on, baby. Come on, honey. Take up, babe.
Now.
Keep going, baby. It's a powerful set of words as all of us sit here getting ready for the launch of our technology with digital convergence. And that's what we all hope for. It's that keep going, baby, that we keep on doing it. Hi, it's Joel Von Filial, your chairman and CEO of Digital Convergence. And I want to take this time because a lot of times I'm running through or I'm traveling, but we don't get time to talk to each other on a one-on-one basis. And I want to use this time to try to update you on everything that's going on with the company, to try to let you know some of the things that we're working on, which are definitely going to affect our future. And just like listening to that NASA countdown, here we are in the countdown, getting ready to launch our technology, getting ready, more importantly, to change the world. I'm going to go down some of the things we're doing. I'm not going to do it in any particular order. I just want to try to give you a quick infusion of all the exciting things that are happening with our company, because I believe this is probably one of the most exciting times we'll ever face. Of course, with excitement comes stress. The stress of knowing that just in a very, very short period of time, we're going to be launching our technology. I think the stress is greater leading up to it. I think most of us probably won't sleep the week before. I know I won't sleep the night before at all. And why? Because the whole world is watching. The responsibility we have with our technology is a big one. But rest assured that we have put together the best company with the best technology, with absolutely the best operators and people like you that make it happen in the world. And if our past is any indication of our future, I believe we're blessed and we've been watched the whole way, and we are going to reach our mission of changing the world. With that, let's just start with some of the things that are going on. As you know, if you're new to the company, it's probably good just a refresher of all the different technologies we have and what their names are, because we've gone through some name adjustments on it, but I think it's important you know it. One, we actually have one technology that actually has two mutations. Number one, always, computers have always been able to speak. You know, when you hit a keyboard, you type a key, and it beeps at you or it plays music, that's the computer's ability to speak. The computers have already always been able to do that. And what we did is we taught the computer to listen by using our software creation called CRQ. Now, that's a phonetic acronym is what it is, which the letter C, which is our icon, the letter R and the letter Q, which stands for literally C, S-E-E-R-O-U-R, Q, C-U-E, because a Q is what we do on TV. And that's the software that's taught the computer to listen. And then, of course, we also gave computers eyeballs. And the eyeballs we gave them is called CAT, which stands for Keystroke Automation Technology. That's the CAT device that you see in the office. If you haven't walked up to the main floor on the sixth floor in the lobby and actually used a CAT for yourself or watched the CRQ demonstration, I think it's one, it's very compelling, and I in turn compel you to go up there and put your hands on it yourself, because what we're doing is nothing short of magical. And as this rolls out, you're going to get used to seeing that sea icon that's in our lobby floor. You're going to see it everywhere, newspapers, magazines, products, etc. And you're going to hear that sound, that cue sound that you hear on TV. And when you swipe your cat, you're also going to hear that cue sound to signify to you that it has launched and is going to a website. And why is that important for cat? When you swipe and hear that sound and you hear that effect go, it's telling you, hey, the internet's coming. And just by the way, that's the same thing that happens on TV. So if you use a cat and you get used to that sound, think about walking through your living room and you hear it on TV. It instantly tells you, hey, your TV does this as well. That's some of the psychology behind our products, but it's one product that does two things. Teaches the PC to listen and teaches your PC to see. Well, where we stand on the television front, rolling out our technology to television stations and everything, is we are now at, or have, thanks to the work of Scott Carlin and his group, over 50% of the U.S. covered in broadcasting. That means half of America, when we go, will be able to instantly start receiving our technology in their homes. One of the things I'm most excited about, outside of our fantastic partners and people like Belo, which in our Dallas market, of course, is Channel 8, WFAA, the ABC station, is our relationship with NBC. Our relationship with NBC is a top-down relationship. NBC is tremendously excited about our technology. Go on Digital View and look at the recent article written in Broadcasting Cable featuring our technology and Scott Carlin, and listen to some of the quotes given to the press by the executives, top executives of NBC. It will impress you what they're saying about our company. But more importantly, some even bigger things are happening on NBC. Not to mention the logical things that we're definitely going to be working on to attempt to accomplish, like CRQ and CAT being used both on, say, Conan O'Brien or Jay Leno. But how about Dick Wolf, one of the top producers in the country? In fact, he's the producer of the longest-running drama on network TV. That's Law and Order. Now imagine in the fall when Law and Order comes out, imagine being able to use CRQ technology in the show. And if they're doing a case, they actually send you the case file and let you look at it, and you're kind of participating as an audience. Also, they have a spinoff of Law and Order, which is called Special Victims Unit. Our technology is, as we're talking about, dialogue of having it included there. And then, of course, Deadline, which is the new series about a newspaper, as a matter of fact, featuring Oliver Platt. Think about broadcasters using it, and think about, you know, in the sitcoms and shows you watch, actually delivering your information, allowing you to become part of the show. That's some of the exciting stuff going on the broadcasting front. Not to mention all the cable networks that are going to be releasing it, the CNBCs, MSNBCs of the world. We have great things coming down. Now, one of the things I'm most excited about, as you know, our product is magical in and of itself. And when you think about magical products, that's great on TV, and you tend to think, okay, what kind of spokespeople can we get for products that will actually epitomize America and get America to use it and get America to buy into it? And we've talked about a lot of people. In fact, for a while, I wanted Patrick Stewart, who plays Captain Jean-Luc Picard on Star Trek. I thought, wow, this guy is really great. Well, even as smart as a marketing guy I consider myself to be, Don Welsh, of course, who runs our publishing group, outdid me. Don, you worked a coup, my friend. You worked nothing short of a miracle. We are days away, we've accepted the offer, days away from signing a definitive agreement that our spokespeople for our technology is the perfect American family. Now think about a father and a mother and a son and a daughter, maybe even a grandfather, talking about our technology, and you had to choose the perfect family that covered every demographic hue there was in the United States to get people to say, wow, I can do this too. Who do you think of? Is it the Brady Bunch? Is it something like that? Well, no, that's a little too old. Who's modern? Who would do it? Ready for this? How about our new educational and spokespeople? You'll see them in print ads. You may see them on our CD-ROMs. How about The Simpsons? Think about that. How about Homer Simpson, the world's biggest bumbling idiot? If Homer can do it, anybody can do it. Marge Simpson, you know, here's the nice, sweet mom. If she can do it, anybody can do it. Bart, who just wants it, and I want it now, and I want everything. Bart Simpson. Forget Butterfingers, get you a cat. Or what about the sister? Think about her. What's the sister's name in The Simpsons? I'm trying to remember her name here. And you actually got Lisa. How can I forget that? Lisa, she's the brainiac. And, of course, they have the grandfather in the show, and they have the baby in the show. Imagine The Simpsons endorsing our product. Now, the thing to think about is they put Butterfinger right back on the map, and they are a billion-dollar commodity. They're a $1 billion, should we say, entity in all their merchandise and everything. And they do not endorse many things. In fact, I think there's only been two. But this came right from Matt Groening himself. Right from himself. Seeing this technology, thanks to Don Wells saying, you are going to change history. You're going to make history. You're going to change the world. And Matt said, I want to do this. And I want to take what I'm good at, and that's The Simpsons. And I want to put The Simpsons and Futurama, his other show, will be integrated into our materials. That is huge. Now, we can all get excited about all the things that are happening with our technology. And as you know, I'm going to give you a little piece of history because it's going to lead into the next thing that I'm talking about. But I want to give you a history piece because when we started this technology over 5 years ago, I set out to answer how can we make using the internet easy, instant, and relevant for everyone in the country. And what got us there, and some of you that knew may not have ever seen it or taken the time to know it, but what created this technology, gave me the ideas, gave me the platform to start perfecting these ideas and let Dave and Luis and I and other people really talk about our strategies and think about how this could or could not be done, happened to be our creation, NetTalk Live, the television show. What you may not realize is NetTalk Live is what created our companies. It was the springboard that allowed us to perfect our insight of America and how America will react to technologies. And in turn, it helped us think of the definitive ideas to do our technologies and then to test those ideas on America. So NetTalk Live is a very, very important part of digital convergence. Why is it important? Well, there's probably some things you didn't know about NetTalk Live. Did you know that NetTalk Live airs almost every day on over 400 college and university campuses? Did you know it's all the way around the world? Did you know it covers like the People's Republic of China or all of the Middle East? Did you know it's not only cable, but it's ABC, CBS, NBC? It's all over. NetTalk Live, besides being its own self-supporting property with sponsors, is also our own springboard to demonstrate our technology. You have exciting things to look forward to in NetTalk Live because it's so critical to our company. It's one of the ways we hear from people. It's one of the ways we get to test our new ideas. It's one of the ways we get to do surveys and validate what we're doing. Why? Because it's talking to people who use the internet and who are out there, and it's getting feedback back. NetTalk Live is going through some dramatic changes. As you know, Laura Lewis is the executive producer of NetTalk Live, and of course, she now is the host of the show. After 3 years of sitting as my co-host, and she is a creator of the show, along with myself and Kurt Boxdorfer and others, is a creator of the show, went from now being co-host, and she stepped down for 2 years, has come back to take over the show to fill my position as host. She's doing a phenomenal job, completely revamping the show, making it much more entertaining, much more content-driven as far as educational standpoint goes. But don't forget, how about cats being used in every episode of NetTalk Live, teaching people how to use the technology? Think about cues being used in the technology and teaching people how to interact with the show. NetTalk Live is a very important training ground to get people to understand the name Digital Convergence, CRQ, QCAT, etc. It's a constant training ground. NetTalk Live is running somewhere every moment of the day. And Laura and the guys at NetTalk Live, you're doing a phenomenal job. If you haven't met Laura Lewis, please take the time to do it. As a founder of her company, I think you'll find her insights and her historical perspective on the company to be quite interesting. And more importantly, I have bias to her because she's my wife as well. So please take the time to do that. Now, the reason I did that is because for 5 years, you know, we were asking questions to people, how to use the internet, why to use the internet, and everything else. And we had all this research done that we did with our shows. And we were real excited about it because it helped us validate our ideas about creating the technology. But of course, when you get into the big leagues and you attract professionals like Michael Guerin and Scott Carlin and all these wonderful professionals that we have, and especially the partner companies we have like Belo or NBC or Forbes, they demand bona fide research. Not Jovan's little direct marketing research, but bona fide, hardcore statistics. Will America use and love your product? Well, typically, I think people would get scared. And in fact, I think a few people in our organization got a little bit pensive and a little bit scared about big research companies coming in and researching our technology. And you always ask yourself, what if they found out something different than we found out? What if people that watch NetTalk Live, which are net geeks, say we love it, but America hates it? What if they think it's the most stupid thing they've ever heard about? What if they think the cat's the corniest idea in the world? So you kind of get in pins and needles. Well, we've gone through that process now. We're still going through that process. And our company has hired Majid & Associates, which is one of the largest research firms in the country. And they do this for television stations. They do high-end research. But they've been doing coast-to-coast research. Frank Henson's been spearheading that in a phenomenal way, making it happen. And Dave Curley, of course, and Marn, a lot of people involved in this process of doing research. And well, they've been traveling across the country, and we've got some of the research in from Dallas and, of course, Fort Lee, New Jersey, and this is going on a daily process. But they tested 14 to 19-year-olds, that's the teen group. They've tested young adults, that's 20 to 34-year-olds, and they tested adults 35-plus. And here are some of the preliminary results of our professional focus group. Well, the overall acceptance of DC, or of our technology, digital convergence technology, all age groups completely understood the technology. They said they valued it and they would use it. And that participants were very quick to come up with their own uses for the technology. Remember, they were just shown it, they weren't sold it, and they had to come up with their own ideas. And not only did they come up with their own possibilities that we like, and even some very exceptional ideas, but what they did, and this was very incredible, how, in a totally unaided fashion, roundtable exploration, they came up with every single business channel we've thought about, like on business cards, coupons, catalogs, magazines, newspapers, you name it, swiping UPCs. America thought of it on their own. You know why that's important to us? It's because it's intuitive. That means, look, America's going to inherently know how to use this. When they were asked, would you use this technology? Everybody said all would install our technology, especially when the price point was revealed. Remember, they get to go through all of this and they never are told how much it cost. So it doesn't influence them, because if it's priced too high, they'll vote lower. If it's too cheap, they'll vote higher. So they never tell them about cost. So everybody said, I'd install it depending upon the price. And they emphasize, I would try it out. And that, you know, future, of course, depends upon relevant applications and content. Of course, we've got content and stuff. That's magazines and newspapers. And get this, when they ask, where would you likely go to get something like this? You know what they said? Radio Shack. Think about that. There's our partner, one of our largest partners, Radio Shack, 7,300 locations across America. And they said, or maybe it's in an Office Depot, a new partner I'm going to tell you about in a moment, is the place they said they would likely find our products. But here is what I was really excited about. When they were asked, how much would you pay for this technology? And this is the mean average of the group, going from the highest to the lowest. They valued our software, or the perceived value, I should say, not what they would pay, but perceived value, was valued between $100 and $300, is what they thought our technology was worth. And, believe it or not, with $100 and $300, they also felt, I'm going to have to pay a monthly fee to get this service. Then we asked the tough question, and America always goes down on this one, but what would you actually pay to get it? And they said they would pay $25 to $30, which, of course, they absolutely flipped when they found out it's absolutely free. Which is a very good point. We're out there to give this technology away. And the hot points were, I don't have to type. I don't have to remember to write down. It's instant. I get it. Everything's exactly what I'm looking for. Remember, easy, instant, relevant? That's what America told us. And now this is what the professional focus groups told us. And that's why, while we go out with our campaigns, whether it be through partners, television, print, or otherwise, that's very important, because America will have a choice. Imagine watching television and you see this phenomenal show come across the air that talks about our technology. Or maybe you see it in Parade magazine. You see an article or an ad that tells about this technology. You say, hey, I want one. And all it says is go to this internet site and request your free one. Well, of course, we want people with internet access, because it's no good if you don't have internet access. So we direct them to a website. And imagine now you're sitting there and you go to a website and you type it up, and here's how to get your free QCAT and your free software kit. And you're asked, the first question you're asked after you put in your name and information is, how would you like to get it? Would you like to walk into a local store and get it, or would you like us to ship it to your home? So let's say you chose to walk into a local store. You click on the button. You'd enter in your zip code. And if we have it immediately there in your area for the store, we tell you, hey, go to this store in your area, you know, local Radio Shack. Or if it's not available in that area yet, we'll tell you, look, it's not available in your area yet, maybe a few months before we get there, but we can either reserve you one and let you know when it comes there, or you have another choice as well. If you don't want to go down to the store and get it, or you don't want to wait, Remember, America doesn't want to wait for anything. We'll tell you, look, we'll ship you one immediately. You're just going to pay a shipping and handling convenience charge, and we'll deliver it right to your doorstep. So we'll be able to cater for everybody with our absolutely free technology. Why? Because we're giving it away, and you can walk in and get it. When it's available near you, can walk right in and get it, or maybe Forbes or someone sends it to you. But for convenience, if you're willing to pay shipping and handling, which we feel people would do if they want to, we'll be glad to ship it right to you and send it right to your doorstep, and you're ready to go. So we have some exciting things happening. Now, why is it happening? Well, as close as we are to our launch, that's got to be our dedicated focus. We are going to be judged about how well we serve and focus on the clients that are getting out the technology right now. And that's the Forbes magazine. And, of course, that's Wired Magazine and BELO, like the Dallas Morning News and the four markets that they're going with, whether it be television, newspaper, etc. That's got to be the sincere focus of our company, to stay focused on those targets, because the eyes of the world are going to be on us. Don't forget, we're the largest technology deployment ever known to mankind. Why? Because Digital Convergence is going to put out 10 million of our devices in the next few months alone, just through the end of 2000, 10 million. They're already bought, paid for, done on the boats being shipped over, ready to go. Now, to put that in perspective for you, so you understand how important the work that you are doing is in 4 short months, we'll call it the last, the last third, last fourth, quarter of 2000, so we'll call it last 3 months. Think about 10 million devices going out the door. Now, it took America Online 15 years to get the same number of subscribers. And we're going to do it in a few months. It took radio or television to get to that same level. How about 30 years? And we're going to do it in 3 months. That is the scope of how fast we are deploying our technology. So our focus must be dead on every day. How do we make sure our launch is successful? How do we make sure we're servicing our clients who are launching with us? And then how do we service that for the first few months after to make sure it's a good, pleasant experience and we do it right? Because it sets the whole tone of our company going forward. And of course, our strategies is to make sure we have just the best partners in the world helping us do this. And thanks to the wonderful people that we have inside this company, we are definitely a blessed company with a lot of the operators and people just like yourself that every day make this company happen. But as you know, think about some of the strategic things. Think about our very first exposure to the world is Forbes magazine. And imagine Forbes magazine, which is respected in the business world, that every Forbes subscriber, which basically tells you every business leader, chairman, CEO, president, entrepreneur in America that cares about business, is getting one of these hand-delivered compliments of Forbes magazine with the Forbes name on it, on our device, their name. And when they pop in the CD to install our software, the first thing they see is a message, a personal message from Steve Forbes saying, this is going to change the world. And we wanted to bring it to you first. Now imagine every Forbes magazine coming out as often as it does, and they have their tagline, their trademark, the capitalist tool. And at the end of that install, it says, the QCAT is truly the capitalist tool. That is an incredible endorsement. You could never buy their trademark put on ours, but they did it for us. These are some of the most excellent partners in the world. They have marched us from coast to coast, meeting with every ad agency, every major corporation. It doesn't stop. They love what we do, and now we're going to have to perform for them. I have all the confidence in the world we're going to make all the people at Forbes heroes, but think about that. The top business magazine in the world staking their future on our technology. This is huge. Now let's think of the after effect. Now we've gone through our launch. We're totally successful. Every newspaper in the world is writing about us. We are changing the world. Think about who got the first cats, the business leaders of the world. Do you think they're going to think about changing their world? Absolutely. They're going to be able to use our technology. We're putting it in their hands. They're going to want to participate automatically. Thanks to a Forbes meeting, they went to Office Depot an office depot. You know, think about Radio Shack Corporation being all over the United States, having 7,300 stores. Now through Forbes, because Forbes doing ads talking about our impending launch. If you haven't seen them, take a look at them. See Peter Eschbach. They'll get you a copy. You should see them. They did wonderful ads. And they said, mice are nice, but a cat is where it's at. You need to take a look at it. But Office Devo, pick up the phone. Peter Eschbach did a wonderful job. By the way, Peter, congratulations on your promotion to vice president. And Peter talked them through it. Now Office Depot, Greg Lerman, has gone out to Office Depot with Michael Guerin and others. And now Office Depot wants to participate. They say, look, we'll put in our 900 stores. We'll put out millions of cats. We'll put signs in our stores. We'll get people to do it. All the way down to, we'll put cues on the back of business cards since we're the largest seller of business cards in the United States. Think about the support and credibility we'll have behind us. That's the kind of cause and effect you're going to see. A successful launch is going to mean tens of thousands of successful clients, and that's what we're here to do. That's why Forbes is so critical. Of course, Wired magazine we all know about. Think about another 400,000 or so. Cats going out to every technology person in the United States. Think what that's going to do. These are all the tech heads that get all their other techie geeky friends to do it. That's how you get the grassroots movement on the internet. Then think about Burstyn Marsteller, our public relations firm. They're going to do the same thing. How about every press release coming from them will not only have our cues, but they're going to send out 30,000 cats to every journalist, every writer, every technology guy in the United States saying this is the way you're going to start getting press releases. Think about the impact of that when the writers get their information that way and they've gotten a cat delivered to them. But that doesn't stop there. I'll give you one more. How about our wonderful relationship that Don Welsh has done and others with like Adweek or Brandweek or Mediaweek? In case you don't know, let me give you a few facts. How about Adweek? It has a circulation of over 41,000. Okay? You don't think that's a lot, but here's why it's a lot. That's for the advertising and marketing executives. Every advertising and marketing executive. That's where they go for news source for accounting or account standings and opportunities or industry reports. That's their trade magazine. Every subscriber of Adweek will get one of these. How about Brandweek? Brands, you know, brands, Coca-Cola, Colgate, Kraft, that's a brand. How about 24,000? How about every brand executive and corporate marketing executive in America will get a cat? And that's where they go in Brandweek for statistics or industry news or new ways to manage your brand. Or think about Mediaweek. How about Mediaweek? 21,000. Mediaweek. That's the top decision makers at advertising agencies, buying services, and client media departments. That's where they go to find out what's working in national and regional ad dollars. It's like the trade Bibles for these group. All of these people are getting our cat sent to them by the people they trust and know. That is the power of what we're doing. But of course, it doesn't stop there. Doesn't stop there. Eric Raymond, Larry Olson has done a phenomenal job. How about Parade magazine? You've seen it in your Sunday newspaper. And back a few months ago, you know, back in the early company's history, and it's ironic to say a few months ago because we're so big now, but when you think about it, you know, we were happy to get the Dallas Morning News, right? We got a newspaper. Hallelujah. How about Parade magazine? That's the Sunday magazine that comes in your paper. Looks like a little magazine. It's the only place in the world, if you're a full-page ad, you're only one of about 24 pages. How about the fact that Parade magazine has larger distribution than Reader's Digest, TV Guide, Time, or People combined? Combined. How about this? 38 million circulation every Sunday. 38 million. Circulation every Sunday. What does that mean? 82 million adults read Parade every single week. Every single week. 82 million people. And we're going to be all over that. You want to have another number? How about Parade magazine is in 347 newspapers? We were happy to get one. Guys, you did a phenomenal job. This is what's going to make all of us live our vision and our mission that we all came here to do. All of us left more important things. Some of us left the most incredible jobs in the world. Why? Because they believed our company is going to train, or going to change the world, is going to make things happen that could never happen before, is going to train America that the internet is instant, easy, and relevant, and anybody can use it. This is the kind of stuff that made it worth all of our wilds walking away or doing different things or living, you know, hand to mouth or riding those loose ends that we used to ride for 5 years ago when we had no money. Look, this is what makes it happen. You are in the right place at the right time because we are very, 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 very close to changing the world. Talking about changing the world, there's been a rumor running inside the Dallas office, at least, about our world's about to be changed. And the rumor is that Microsoft's going to buy us. And I'm here to dispel that rumor. Okay. It was said Microsoft never meets with anyone unless they want to buy them. And if they don't want to buy them, they just want to take their idea. Well, we are not being bought by Microsoft. In fact, they didn't even talk about that. Better believe I asked for a lot of money from them, but it was never about buying our company. It was about supporting us in our cause. Why? I really didn't have a long list of demands. I just wanted to make it easy for Microsoft. I want to be in Windows. I want to be in Internet Explorer. I want to be in every desktop. I want to... Bill Gates is a personal spokesman. No, I'm only kidding on that one. But no, you think you know that Microsoft wants to buy you. No, folks, that's not true. Microsoft is looking at becoming an incredible partner with our company. And we met with 15 top executives that most of them are either one or just two steps away from Bill Gates. And we went in. They spent a very courteous 4 hours with us, very engaged in what we're doing. And I look forward to great things if we can forge the relationship. Nothing's for sure, but our job is to do the best we can for our technology, just like you do for your family. Our technology is our child, all of ours child. You have a part in it. It's your baby you're growing up. And just like you do everything in the world to protect your baby or to make sure it had the best environment, the best home, or the best education, we're going to do the same for our technology. And thanks to our phenomenal partnerships with people like Radio Shack, the executive vice president of Radio Shack went with us, took his entire day, went with us to the meeting with Microsoft and sat there. And we gave our whole spiel, and Microsoft looked at Radio Shack, which they are very significant partners. As you know, the Microsoft Centers is now in the Radio Shack stores where people can test the Microsoft technology. We're going to get to connect right to that. And Microsoft looked over at our partners and said, "What do you think about these guys?" And Radio Shack called it like it is. They said, "You know, well over a year and a half ago, this young guy, Joe Vaughn, walks in and does this pitch with us, and he talks really fast, and he's very evangelical, and he's a great salesman. But this company of Digital Convergence does everything they say they're going to do, are excellent partners, and you can depend on them. And if they say it's going to happen, it's going to happen. We saw it. We've worked with them well over this last year doing it. And that's why we bought into them, and that's why we believe they're going to make it." And Microsoft said, "That says everything." And those are the kind of partnerships we have, folks. And we should be proud. We should be proud. Because so many people out there not only love our technology, but love and care about what we're doing and has taken it on as their own personal mission. These guys at the Radio Shack Corporation, we're talking about multi-million dollar executives that have bought into what we do and love what we do and are taking time from their own schedules to help us realize our dreams and our mission. Because if we realize our dream and our mission, they realize their dream and their mission, and we're all doing what we're here to do, and that's to change the world and make great things happen. So Microsoft is not buying our company, and no, we're not moving to Seattle. And yes, I think I bought Windows 2000 when I was there, and that's probably how I got jumbled up. I bought Microsoft Windows 2000. So anyway, but it was a great trip, beautiful country. We had a great time doing it. But let's just dispel that myth, okay? And on a few little other wrap-up notes is, you know how the rollout's going is we're going to do some locals and get it going in the markets, and then predominantly you have the magazine and newspapers going. And then, of course, the next thing you have going is cable. And we're going to do a tremendous amount of focus on cable. They'll learn from our initial deploy, and we'll get everything smooth sailing, and you know how to do it. And then the cable networks, think about cable networks. Cable have the best web content. Think about like CNBC or Discovery Channel. Think what beautiful web content they have. It's a natural match for our technology. So then all the cable guys will deploy as the network people sit back and look and learn, like NBC, as they learn everything from what we're doing, and then do the big network deploy. I'm really hoping for on the network side that we get a big, huge national push and deploy. I'd love to do something around elections, and it's the new millennium election, and instead of electing a president, you're also electing to connect with our technology. And we just have so many exciting things coming down the pipe, like we're a week away from our national television program about QCAT and CRQ software. And it'll be in-house very soon, and everybody will get to watch it. I think you're absolutely going to love the television show that Greg Lerman and Yolanda Higgins and Lisa Mooring and the wonderful folks at Respond To have done, and all, everybody that's involved with it, Jeff Glickman, all the people that have touched and made this happen and modified the scripts and made it for the Nesson stuff, you are going to see a show that is absolutely going to knock your socks off. It's going to knock your socks off when you just look at this and think about, I'm excited about the fact that like 50 million homes every 2 days can see it, and they start really knowing what our technology is, and we have the time to show them and tell them what we want to know, you know, that we want them to know and how we want them to use it and how we're going to change their life. And, you know, it's just very validating when I walk to the office every day and I try to shake people's hands and get to know you. And forgive me, I'm not real good at names, but I'm working on it, that to see so many new faces. And I know that you bought into a dream. And I'm here to tell you. I'm absolutely here to tell you. From myself to everybody else who has founded this company, touched this company, involved in this company, we're here to make it happen for you. We can't do it without you. From the surfers that propagate our database, one of the most important arteries in our company of creating that fantastic database that creates the experience for America, to people that do everything to getting just the right corporate image by answering our phones and dealing with all the important people that call us. You know, I'm proud. We have the best people. We have management and teams and executives and support people that rival the largest corporations in the world. And everybody is wildly committed. It's so nice to come in weekends and you see people and after hours. I know you don't have to do it. I know you have to be there at night. We know you have families to go home to. But it makes me so proud and excited to see the people that are dedicating everything they've got to it. I was kidding with someone. You know, we did the blood drive in Dallas the other day. I was doing a wonderful blood drive and stuff. And I thought about putting up a poster saying, I thought I got all your blood. But no, I was just kidding anyway. Because we've just worked so hard and sweated so hard to make this happen. And for all of you, I know you're giving it 200%. I know that the people in our company have never worked this hard in their life. And I don't think anybody begrudges that. And I think the reason you're willing to work harder than you've ever worked in your life is because you realize the importance of what we're doing. And I hope, you know, as I walk around and shake your hands, I can learn more about you and your family. My office door is always open. You know my emails. You can always reach me in the office, Nancy Miller, etc., Amy Whitaker. You can always get time with these people. My door is wide open. I want to hear from you. And as we get close to this launch, it's exciting, starting in just a very short days with the Forbes party. You know, Forbes is throwing a huge media party in New York. One's on the East Coast in New York. It's at the club called Barcode. I thought that was great, Barcode. And everybody who's who in advertising and press will be there, and we'll be able to debut our technology. There's another one on the West Coast in San Francisco. I think it's phenomenal. Amy Whitaker's done a phenomenal job of coordinating those parties, making them happen. And that's about it. People like Amy just really making it work to make sure that our public image is right, make sure we're servicing our clients and everything. And finally, you know, I'd like to say it's been tough. It's been a hard road, and we're very, very, very close. And everybody should be proud. I mean, look around the office and look at all the smiling faces and look at the wonderful place that we work and look at all the important people that are saying we're going to change the world. You can believe it. We are going to change the world. And it's been hard. A special thanks to Stuart Graber. Stuart, you hopped in the hot seat. And that was the hot seat that I was in and that I take near and dear to my heart. And Stuart, you hopped right into the fire, man, right into the middle of the volcano, otherwise known as my world. And I really appreciate how hard you worked. I really appreciate your dedication by leaving your family on the other side of the world to stay with us every day, working every evening and every weekend. Stuart, you're a trooper. It's been tough. You've done a phenomenal job. And as a result of the test by fire you've gone through, I look forward to phenomenal things for you, my friend, on the other side of the world, as you take what we've learned here in the United States and you make digital convergence the worldwide phenomenon, and you're just the man to make that happen and do it. Folks, I love you. You've done wonderful stuff. But in closing, I think there's only one thing I can share with you to show you the importance of the world. And with that, I'd like to say thank you. And ironically enough, 31 years ago today, not a coincidence, we're watched over. 31 years ago today, the world had its eye on another launch that was going to change the world. Listen to this.
Listen, the Eagle has landed.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap.